The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Peter replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests has handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. When we hear the proclamation of Christ as King, it may sound arcane to our ears. For those who grew up in countries with democracy and political disputes and the ability to converse over differences of opinions. However, we know from the scriptures this is true. Christ is King of the universe. The way to understand this is it comes from a different perspective, the perspective of God, that God created the universe through Jesus, the Son of God, equal with the Father. He redeemed the universe, both man and all creation, through Jesus. And at the end, Jesus will come to judge the heavens and the earth. He is the Alpha and the Omega, as we hear in the book of Revelation, the beginning and the end. To understand this is understand that Jesus, as God, has a universal authority over creation. He created the laws of nature, put things in order, and he will judge all nations. So it's authority, governance, and judging. But we can ask, where do we find this kingdom? This kingdom first began in the heart of the crucified Lord. That's where it began, not in great political movements. As our Lord says, his kingdom is not of this world. So we don't look for it in our era among governments and political leaders, but in the heart of the crucified Lord. And that is where we are called to put our hearts, to find the kingdom of God in the crucified heart of our Lord, which we know is the Sacred Heart, which radiates out love to us. If you look at the traditional images of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, it is a radiating heart that goes out, which is crucified, pierced. See, the heart of Jesus reaches out to the furthest extent, even for suffering and death for love of us. That is what builds up the kingdom of Christ. And we know in the history of the church, there have been some political leaders have recognized the need to acknowledge the kingship of Christ even in this world. We can recall the kings and queens of Hungary, for example, some of the first ones who became Christian, took off their crowns. and gave them to Christ the King, Mary as Queen. As they gave them to Queen Mary, they acknowledged that she was the Queen of the land, and they were not truly. This is a concrete way of acknowledging the Lordship of Jesus Christ. More recently, in our religious order, we saw another example of this. If you go to our mother house in Argentina, where we are founded in the countryside, you go into the chapel of our seminary, you find a traditional-looking European statue of our Lord Jesus, the suffering Lord. But something strikes you as different. The statue has over it a large necklace of coral reefs. Like, why is that there? And then you hear the story that some of our missionaries went out to the jungles in Papua New Guinea, where they have tribal leaders do their tribal dances and still live in somewhat more primitive ways. And one Sunday, when one of our missionaries was preaching about Christ the King, the chief of the tribe, the tribal leader, heard these words, took off his crown. For them, it is a necklace of coral reefs, and placed it at the altar of the Lord, on the statue of our Lord. This is telling everyone, I am not king. Jesus is king. See, this is a different model of kingship than the European one you may be thinking of. It's the acknowledgement in your heart that Jesus is king. And we can imagine that chief afterwards perhaps changed his life in the way he was living, in the way that he administered to those who were under his rule and those he had care for and control, because that is the true sign of accepting the kingship of Christ, is to acknowledge in one's heart, in one's intellect, and in one's will that Jesus is king. It calls us to change and to put away those things that are not of Christ. Some traditional ways of doing this are consecrating yourself to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, consecrating your homes to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which can and should be done in a series of prayers, even a novena, with everybody in the household and having a special time of enrolling your house to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and consecrating parishes, even countries, to the Sacred Heart in Christ the King, as Pope Pius XI proclaimed almost 100 years ago. He called the nations of the world and the particular dioceses and parishes to consecrate themselves to Christ the King in opposition to the secularism that he saw already increasing at the time. That we need to recognize that Jesus reigns over politics, over society, over intellectual movements, over culture. This is a necessity of the world. We do not acknowledge that, then we live in the ways of the world which were represented by Pilate. Those who live in the ways of the world will not end well. They'll end in destruction, as we already see, even today, nations and peoples tending towards destruction and chaos, as it has been in the history of the world. We pray then that the Lord would bring his reign upon earth in our time. This will be a reign of justice, and truth, and peace, promised by Our Lady of Fatima. But we know, in order for this to come about, we need the conversion in our hearts and to recognize the Lordship of Jesus. You see, in a personal way, I came to recognize this as a young man. It's part of my vocation story to the priesthood. My path was inspired not by some charismatic priest, not some charismatic youth leader, but probably someone a lot like many of you, some older, faithful souls who I came to know, much older than me, 70s, 80s, who are praying the rosary daily, who are examples of believing, spoke about the faith, and I could tell believed the faith, and were not afraid to talk about the faith, including one old retired Harvard professor from Hungary who used to live in Toronto. He and the others were examples to me of faithfulness. And even as they had their faults and their difficulties and their weaknesses, they believed and truly put Christ as the center of their thinking, of their way of seeing the world and politics and society. That example drew me in to start to pray the rosary, to start to do Eucharistic adoration, even adoration and reparation against the offenses against our Lord. And there I came to recognize and accept Jesus as the King of my heart and enter into the crucified heart of our Lord. This is what all of you can do. So you don't need a great evangelization program. You don't need to be a great intellectual. But you need to believe and be willing to speak about that to others, your family, your friends, strangers. And you don't know who in the grace of the Holy Spirit the Lord will touch. Perhaps there are other young men out there, young people out there. If you just speak about the faith, plant those seeds, be willing to speak about and pray for them, the Lord will touch them. Do not be afraid to pass on the faith. Recognize it is a calling in the Holy Spirit, an urging, a fire of the Holy Spirit that you do preach the word and proclaim the word. Part of this word is to recognize and to tell the world that we need Christ as King. We could pray that we accept first in our hearts Jesus as King. And pray and prepare your homes to recognize Jesus as King. And pray someday that the Lord would bring the grace upon this land, this nation, to recognize Christ as King. Would then we would pray for these graces, await the coming and the fullness of the kingship of Christ, while we place our hearts in the heart of Jesus, who radiates out love to us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.